Administration officials say the summit is an opportunity to discuss the future of an economically growing continent and how the U.S. can become a closer partner. The summit will focus on three sub-themes: investing in Africa's future, peace, and regional security, governing for the next generation. According to the Brookings Institute, the summit provides an opportunity for the Obama administration to open a new chapter in U.S.-Africa relations, moving from interaction on the bilateral level to a continent-wide engagement. The upcoming summit provides access to nearly all of the leaders of Africa, especially small and infrequently visited nations, and bilateral meetings help to instill confidence and credibility in United States, says the Institute, adding this is a diplomatic and symbolic opportunity that should not be missed. It will discuss a shared interest that will be needed if the populous continent of Africa is to meet the needs of its young people, healthcare, education, and opportunities in the workplace. Many say the first goal is to ensure peace and stability that is much needed for development. Speaking as she departed Addis Ababa today to join 50 African heads of state and government at the summit in Washington, D.C., African Union Commission Chairperson Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma said the meeting offers a great opportunity to Africans and their leaders to further refine their reflections on, quote, the Africa we want and how to make it happen with the support of partners such as the United States. Dlamini Zuma's spokesperson, Jacob Eno Iben, told VOA, although invited on individual basis, Africa is expected to speak at the summit from a common position on areas which are of critical importance to the continent's future.
For a long time, the African heads of state, as you know, go into some of these meetings with sort of shopping lists that are limited to their various national programs. But we've seen that it doesn't really take us far. How do we together as a continent reflect and pull our resources together and make sure that we chart a future that is to the benefit of the region, of the continent, to the extent that each individual country would have to benefit? I think this is the central focus of having a common position on various issues.
Iben adds that the summit offers a great opportunity in line with the AU's commitment and call for a skills revolution to develop the growing continent.
The basic thing is that the African Union delegation, as well as the member states, will be looking forward to making sure that the discussions will be contributing towards what the African continent has been discussing since they celebrated the 50th anniversary, which is how do we contribute to shaping the next 50 years for Africa. I mean, one of the things which the continent is having is just discussing on building up the capacity of the youth, you know, talk of a skills revolution as the chairperson of the African Union Commission has been talking about, which basically coincides with what the U.S.-Africa Summit coins as investing in the future, Africa's new generation, or the next generation, investing in people, building skills, making sure that people go to school, making sure that they're healthy, and making sure that they contribute meaningfully to the development of the continent.
It is expected that the summit discussions and other side engagements with corporate America will further strengthen cooperation between Africa and the U.S. at continental level, building upon the existing strong bilateral and regional cooperation. Not invited to the historic summit are presidents of four countries: Eritrea, Sudan, the Central African Republic, and Zimbabwe. ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo dismisses the summit, saying Zimbabwe will not miss anything from Mr. Mugabe's absence at the meeting, quipping the invited African leaders are in Washington, D.C. to sip tea with Mr. Obama.
A non-event. It doesn't affect us at all. It might affect the other African countries, but as far as we are concerned, our line is that we look east. So those who African leaders who are going there, they are going for dictation from Obama. Let them do it. We see how much help Obama will give them. As far as we are concerned, our line is that we look east. The president will be going to China towards the end of this month. Chilamasa is in Asia. The Russian foreign minister will be coming to Zimbabwe. And as far as we are concerned, that is enough. We are an independent sovereign state. We don't have to be dictated to by anybody else.
Political analyst Charles Mangongera, though agreeing Zimbabwe may not miss much by not participating, differs with Gumbo's take on the summit.
Well, I don't think that in terms of its economy and trade balance, Zimbabwe tends to lose much. I think that this is almost like, President Obama's signature program for Africa. As he finishes his second term, he would want to leave something in terms of his legacy, given that, he is African, he's a man of African descent, and therefore he would want to do something for Africa. And this is his effort to strengthen the relationship between the United States of America and Africa. But primarily in terms of, global trade, this is something that benefits America, because America is looking for opportunities. It's looking for, Africa has been touted as a rising continent, as an emerging market.
Political analyst Rejoice Ngwenya differs. He says Zimbabwe will continue to lose out if President Robert Mugabe continues to be snubbed by countries like America that he says can help rebuild the country's economy. The summit will focus on three sub-themes: investing in Africa's future, peace, and regional security. Similar summits are held annually between Africa and Japan, China, Europe, and India. Meanwhile, the AU chairperson will on Sunday deliver an opening address at the Believe in Africa Day, an Africa diaspora-led initiative to showcase business opportunities in Africa. Reporting for the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., this is Sandra Nyaira.